In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, 3 days ago, on January 18th, the Catholic Church does celebrate the feast of establishing of the Apostolic Seat in Rome by Saint Apostle Peter. And we know also that he has first established an analogical apostolic seat in Antiochia and now in Rome. And it is interesting when we read the explanations of Saint Pope Leo the Great about this feast, or we find these explanations in the breviary of this feast, then Saint Pope Leo is focusing our mind on the fact that Rome was the center of all evil and of all wrong developments in the ancient world in those times. And he said that in Rome there were representatives of all religions. Rome was the center of empire where all wrong decisions were made, where also was decided to persecute the Christians and to persecute the church. And there all philosophers from every country, people came to Rome and did want to be represented. So it's like the dragon's mouth. And then he said, it's very interesting that Saint Peter has decided to go there too, to the center of the evil, where the evil was celebrated mostly in order to heal out, to smoke out the evil and to heal the center, so the Christianity could be spread then all over the world in the ancient time, the so-called world of civilization. And this has finally happened. Saint Peter was brave, and he has deleted, by the time, the Christianity has deleted many errors and many heresies and all wrong religions. And we know how many churches, former temples, pagan temples, were dedicated then as Catholic churches, and where the true worship of God has taken place then after the wrong one has been deleted. And so this is in some regards also the mystery of this feast. It is not occasional, according to this logic, then, that Saint Peter has decided to go to Rome, and then Saint Paul has also went there too, and both great apostles have spread their blood there too, for their flock, for the faithfulness to Jesus Christ, the High Priest and the Savior of the world. And when we celebrate this feast, this is reminding us that the Church is, as here we can see, in some regards a big hospital. The Church is a hospital where the patients come to in order to find healing. In the Church, it's less the healing from the weaknesses and diseases of the body, but of the soul. Our soul is also affected with many wounds, and we are suffering under them. First of all, of course, unfaithfulness, when people have no faith and so on. So the Church is fulfilling its mission, and then people come to understand, to learn to know, and to comprehend the truth of Jesus Christ as divine Savior. And then also after people become Christians and Catholics, we do feel the consequences of the original sin. And then we all have the duty and we feel the necessity to go to the hospital in order to find healing of the wounds of our souls. And we know, for instance, the confession, where we confess our faults, our sins, and all is affecting us negatively, and we receive the absolution, the forgiveness of our guilt, and then we can breathe again free and serve God better, because the guilt has been deleted from our soul. And so in a very many regards, we have to go to the hospital of the Catholic Church. And this is a very good picture. So we see, on the other hand, you know, we all come from different sides to the faith. One person grew up in an atheistic system. Another person grew up in the Protestant or in an Orthodox family. The third one grew up and was a Muslim. He got a Muslimic education. And finally, doesn't matter, when they come to the church, they find Jesus Christ, the Savior, and all these wounds are deleted. And then they become on equal worthiness Catholic Christians. In the blood of Jesus Christ, all error, all sin is deleted, and then we are united in the true faith and in the holy sacraments Jesus Christ has established and has given to the Catholic Church to fulfill its mission, and then the grace is spread all over the world, hopefully, and people find access to that, and they heal the wounds of their souls. And it is amazing when we respect the history of the church. It is amazing. Doesn't matter which ethnical group and people you do belong. Doesn't matter what your original culture is, your color of the skin, your gender, your age, doesn't matter. Finally, when we come to Jesus Christ in the church, because Jesus Christ is in the church, in the Catholic Church, people of all nations, and then we are united and we become brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, our divine Savior. And then we praise God with the united voice. And so we celebrate also the unity of the entire population of this world, because God has created all of us, how different we might be, but in the faith we are united, because we are different, but we become united in the most important, and then we do kneel down and adore the Savior who has come in this world in order to heal the wounds of our souls. At the same time, when we see this side of reality, we must also know to avoid some faults and wrong developments. And sometimes we are confronted, or we become aware also by explanations of other people, by experience reports of other people, how arrogant we can sometimes be. For instance, there's a person has come to faith, and this person belongs to another ethnical group. And we have reservations. Reservations also extended over the faith sphere, over the church. And we do not respect with the same justice this person, for instance. Or sometimes, and this is very sad, and I heard once one priest how he told in his group or in his parish there was a person has committed a serious sin in youth, and this woman has gotten then a child, but not from a married man, from her married man. And then she has educated this child in the Christian faith, understanding what was the mistake and the sin, and has stopped the lawless a relationship. But the experience of this person was, as the priest said, other people have with pride watched over her and have discriminated her still as a former sinner. Yes, as a former sinner. We all are sinners, and we are former sinners, and we are still sinners in some regards. We do collect again after the next confession, we do again fall up, fall down to the old sins, into the old sins, and we commit them again, and we are all sinners, and we do uninterruptedly need the hospital of the church, and we all come there too. And only when we become seriously aware of this truth, that we are patients perpetually here on this world, in this world, we can never say, I am a just one. Possibly you have made a progress. God thanks. Thanks to God's support by His divine grace. But it is also our merit partly, of course. But who starts to neglect and to treat respectlessly other people had some breaks in their biography, but those people have invested more spiritual power in order to come out from the hole they were in their life before. They have invested more, and possibly they have even more merits in the eyes of God. And how can we treat them by a way is a Pharisaic one? And then this pride is possibly even a bigger sin that than the sin of that other person. So we must be seriously concentrated on avoiding such behavior, wrong behavior. Become aware you are not a just one. You are all the time a patient in the hospital of Jesus Christ, and this is Catholic Church. And as Saint Peter has expelled all devils, so to say, from Rome, and Rome became then later the center of the Christianity on the side of Jerusalem too. These are the two main centers of Christianity, and the church was ruled from Rome and in Rome. And how many dogmas were fixed in Rome by the Pope and by the Holy Mother Church? And how many missionaries have been sent out to the ends of this world in order to spread the name of Jesus? So we see what has happened, but because Peter was interested to delete the power of Satan in several regards, and he was successful. We don't speak about the present Novus Ordo sect. This is an entirely different story, but the true historical Catholic Church. But it was able because he has fought and has made a serious progress. But we all can also become able to delete in certain extent the evil in this world, first of all in us, inside of us, when we become humble being completely convinced I am a patient. On my side, the other brother and sister in faith is also a patient. I see the mistakes. I see the missing perfectness in his or her life. But they see the same in my life. And they are also patient. They do not criticize me, but they do hopefully pray for me. So I have also to pray for them, to be compassionable with their mistakes until to the certain extent, of course. Serious, very serious problems we must try to solve. But the life does mean to tolerate the mistakes of the others too, in order to pray for them and to do penance for the extinction, internal extinction of the evil in this world, doing penance, of course. And so this feast of Saint Peter establishing the Episcopal Apostolic Seat in Rome is reminding us the church is a hospital and you are a patient. The more convinced you become, the better for you and the bigger progress you can do in your life. The more you can extinguish and delete the sin from your heart, in your soul, and the more you become then free to serve God with the entire power and hopefully entire concentration, not wasting time and power on serious battles against temptations, but kneeling down, bowing the own head in the front of the cross of Jesus Christ, and then we adore him and we pray for us mutually, and only then we as a Catholic society can make a progress, not paying attention too much on my own position, but trying to serve God together, everyone on his place in life. Amen. Et benedictio Deo omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et mania semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.